The debate last night was a chance for candidates to remind Americans Donald Trump is not the only candidate seeking the Republican nomination. Some of the sharpest back-and-forth moments came from Senators Marco Rubio of Florida and Ted Cruz of Texas. They fought over their records on national security. When Rubio took the stage at a hotel conference room in Ankeny, much like last night, he focused on defeating the so-called Islamic State, or ISIS.
By the way, this is not just a terrorist group. This is an apocalyptic group.
Rubio says ISIS is made up of terrorists who are pursuing an apocalyptic view of the future. He drew a contrast from Cruz, who recently said in Iowa he'd carpet bomb the Islamic State into oblivion.
And everyone on that stage talks tough. It's easy to stand here tonight and say, this morning and say, we're going to utterly destroy ISIS. We're going to blow them up. We're going to make the sand glow. That's easy to say. What are you going to do it with? You need to have the capability to do it with.
Rubio and Cruz are seen as the potential candidates to replace Trump at the top of the polls. And in Iowa, Cruz is leading in the latest Iowa poll, conducted by respected pollster Ann Selzer and published in the Des Moines Register. Rubio did not just focus on national security this morning.
You will have a president that believes in the power of the free enterprise system to lift everyone up without tearing anyone down. I love free enterprise because it's the only economic model in the world where we can make poor people richer without having to make rich people poorer.
Rubio did not take questions after his 20-minute speech. Instead, he greeted those in the crowd.
Thank you.
I had hoped he would be a VP pick for Romney. So, yeah, I've supported Marco for a long time.
That's Jill Capps of Grimes. She stood at the front of the crowd with her 15-year-old son, who got out of school to see the speech. Capps says there are some in the Republican field that she could just not support.
There's some that could not. I mean, definitely not an isolationist supporter, so that eliminates a few. I think the other ones that I would support potentially just don't think they have it for this round. So I really don't have a second person. Marco's kind of who I think deserves to be president.
For his part, Justin Trier, a pre-med student at Grandview University in Des Moines, says he's trying to decide between Rubio and Cruz who he'll support on caucus night.
They bring a lot of good ideas to the table. However, I was kind of siding a little more with Rubio on quite a bit of the issues.
Meanwhile, Rubio's Iowa chair, State Senator Jack Whitver of Ankeny, says they're not concerned at where Rubio is polling.
From day one, we haven't really worried about polling. We're just worried about doing the basic things of running a good caucus campaign in Iowa, and we're just going to stick to our plan.
While Rubio's stop was quick, he'll be back in the state tomorrow with meet-and-greet events in both Muscatine and Knoxville. In Ankeny, Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.